Australia has some of the most highly trained nurses in the world, but a survey has found that nearly 40% are in a job where they can't fully use their knowledge or skills. This morning, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt will launch a white paper commissioned by the Australian College of Nursing addressing this issue. Kylie Ward is the CEO of the Australian College of Nursing, and I've been talking to her.
Good morning, Hamish.
Explain why so many nurses are in jobs that don't match their skill or their knowledge level.
The challenge is that we have very experienced senior nurses who are working in traditional and old-fashioned systems in terms of both funding and the way that the staffing has been established.
So give me an example of where we have a nurse with a lot more qualifications than they're able to actually use.
Well, a really obvious example would be nurses who work in GP practices who do the annual aged care assessments, but the general practitioner has to sign off to access the MBS funding for that assessment.
Okay. But I mean, from my background notes, I'm reading that in some facilities, for example, a registered nurse has been banned from handling PEG tubes and catheters, things like that. I mean, are there a lot of ultimately relatively basic things that nurses can do that under the current system they're just not being allowed to?
Yes, absolutely. There are employers who are limiting or inhibiting nurses to work to their full scope of practice. There's jurisdictional challenges and there's also from health service or primary health network of the local policies that actually inhibit nurses, so they have to get recompetenced and retrained. And advanced practice nurses, the most senior nurses that work clinically, we should be doing everything we can to optimise this workforce.
And so in a broader health system where we're talking pretty frequently about under-resourcing, what's the impact of this?
The impact is that the communities that we serve don't get the access and equity that they should in healthcare. And of course, the most vulnerable communities, those in rural and remote, those with poor socioeconomics or challenging geographical demographics, end up having less access to the health services that they need and deserve.
You gave evidence to the Royal Commission into Aged Care about this problem. What did you tell them?
One of the strong messages that we sent through was that in the instance of aged care, that the focus was on accommodation and not care, and that it isn't a lifestyle choice to go into a residential aged care facility. And in fact, the care requirements of the vulnerable older populations deserve nothing less than registered and enrolled nurses. And so we were adamant that the organisations that are depleting that level of care are putting residents at risk.
From everything I read here about what you're saying today in the press release, it seems like there's a pretty strong argument that nursing is undervalued broadly within the health system. Is that your view?
It is my view. Everybody will say that they know a nurse. We are the most trusted and ethical profession for more than two decades now. Consumers and communities know who we are and what we do. But unfortunately, we're still left out of either the highest levels of decision making, or funding isn't allocated to us to be innovative and help redesign the health system that we require for the future. Yet nurses are the most geographically populated profession. We live in the communities and amongst the communities. Over 90% of patients will have access, most often first line, to a nurse. And we should be doing everything to optimise this workforce.
And how much pushback is there from the medical profession itself, particularly GPs, about giving nurses greater responsibility?
I think that the professional bodies have a stance to protect turf and patch, but I think generally individual clinicians and doctors really do understand the role of nurses, and in fact every other professional. Nurses are looking after patients, residents and clients all day, every day, everywhere. We're taking care of the whole concept of holistic care, where other people know that they're coming in to either do the diagnosis and treatment or look after the muscles or the diet or different parts. And every professional is important, but one professional group, and that of course is nurses, are overseeing the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual needs of the patient. And so initiatives like Nurse Navigators in Queensland are reaping extraordinary benefits for patients that would have naturally fallen through the gaps in the system. We don't have one healthcare system. We have many, and it's very hard to navigate through.
Is there an issue, though, about where responsibility lies? You know, if we're talking about giving nurses greater responsibility, but they sit within a practice where there are doctors present, might there be a legitimate concern about handing over too many of the powers, if you like, or the responsibilities?
100 years ago, nurses and doctors had, battles about nurses being able to take blood pressure. Now people take their own blood pressure. I think you're absolutely right. You know, the turf about what tasks people can do is irrelevant. It's around our philosophies that we bring as professional groups. We nurses do not report to doctors. We all work equally as professions in our own right, collaboratively.
So you're meeting the Federal Minister, Greg Hunt, today. He's launching the white paper. It'll be attended by the Labor health spokesman, the Greens leader as well. What are you asking for from the politicians?
Yeah, we're certainly asking for a new way of working in healthcare. We're looking at unprecedented demands that will come even to 2030 with the ageing workforce and the ageing population. And so we're saying that changes need to be made from a legislation perspective with MBS and with funding so that nurses can function to their full scope of practice, that they work collaboratively with us and that we get some innovation funding so that nurses can in fact be innovative and redesign the healthcare. That last year, the Federal Minister, the Honourable Greg Hunt, launched the inaugural Health Ministers Awards. And if you look at those four finalists, in the combination of the work that they have done is a saving of up to $280 million. To invest in nursing is to invest in a really strong, equitable and accessible health system.
Kylie Ward, thank you.
Thank you.
Kylie Ward is the CEO of the Australian College of Nurses.